Hello and welcome back to the podcast of Still. I am so excited for this latest episode. A new guest, another friend from around the world who loves Superman, and I can't wait to learn more about this fantastic human, Paco Hernandez. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you because, you know, I admire your channel. I'm following you years ago. I tried to see you at San Diego Comic-Con, remember? I tried, but I couldn't be this, that day like you. But thank you very much because I love Superman, as you know. And I think we have a great summer. We will have a great summer, super summer.
That's it.
Thank you to invite me.
No, it's going to be, as you said, a fantastic summer. As you said, we sadly, our paths almost crossed. We were in the same country on the same day, but it just didn't happen. But I know in the future, our paths will cross. Now, everybody, I'm sure, can tell from your beautiful accent, sir. But if you could tell a little bit about where you are from and what you do, please, Paco.
I live in a small city called Lleida. It's near Barcelona. Like if you try to figure it out, where is it? And I work at university. You know, I work at social media, but it's not my main work. My main work is at university. I'm an administrative. I work with students to help them to do, you know, this administrative stuff, papers, something like this.
But then you've got the fun job, as it were, where you are. You have so much fun on social media, Paco. And I'd love to know more about
yes.
that. Where did that come from?
Well, it was precisely thanks to Superman. When I was a kid, I was in love with everything that has a red cape and flew, you know? And that's how my father bought me my first Superman comics. We were on vacation at beach, and he bought me 82, is with Jill Kane, is the author of that comic, and the Action Comics 544. It's the comic where you have Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster as kids, with that alien invasion, and they try to imagine and create a Superman in a cave. That was amazing for me as a child. And the saga that got me to collect comics was Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Wow.
Sorry about my pronunciation.
Sir, no, honestly, I've been trying to learn Spanish for about 10 years. I know the basics. We'll try and do some translating later on, but I fully admire the fact that English is not your first language. But this is what I love about Superman, is that he brings people together. I've spoken with so many fantastic people from all around the world. In later months, I'm going to be speaking with some friends from Indonesia and Australia and Japan. So this is exactly what I wanted. It's to learn how Superman became important to people and still continues to be so today. With this new film we've got coming out now very soon, just next month. It's a fantastic time to be a Superman fan, and I always love speaking with people around the world about what it means to them. So what was it? We know your dad bought you a fantastic comic and that brought you into this world, but what was it, especially with Superman, that meant so much to you, Paco?
I don't know if it was the comic books, the movie, you know, Superman the movie. I didn't go to the cinema to see the movie because I was only 1 year, and in Spain arrives a few months later. But the thing with Superman is, I start as every kid, you know, the point to fly, his superpowers. But with years, you start to reading comics and you start to learn about the meaning of Superman. You see him as an icon. Is more than a superhero, is an icon, and is the representation of an amount of things very important that we need. We already need. And sometimes I say that Superman is doing the work he has to do in comics outside comic books. All the authors, all the writers, all the, you know, pencilers are doing the work to bring the message of Superman to us. Inspiring people, doing the right things, even if you have a lot of power, you know. And this is for me the most important thing, and that is for me the most important superhero.
Beautifully put. Now, I see you've got some fantastic pieces of your collection there behind you. I can see I can see a cape. You've got the amazing Superman t-shirt on. We're both dressed very well today.
We look
fantastic. I adore, like you, the whole world that is geek fandom, whether it be DC or Marvel or anime and books and video games. We are spoilt for choice now with so much entertainment and ways to escape. We are very lucky. What was it like for you, Paco, growing up and going out and hunting for these comics?
Oh, it was too much difficult. My problem is that my town is very small. So you have to think that when I was a child, even I didn't know that there was Marvel and there was DC. I was so young that I didn't understand why Superman and Spider-Man, they were not working together, you know? Because
they've had a few crossovers over the years, but yeah, as a kid,
but I didn't know. Yes, so for example, in your case, in the United States, Superman is part of your culture, but in my country, it was so much difficult to find anything. So when we had something, you know, a little postcard, a toy, even it was a fake toy, you know, there are fake toys with that they are not Superman, but it seems.
Yes.
For us, it was a treasure. It was something too much important for us. So now, we, as you said, we are lucky to have all of this. No, all of that I have of Superman, I have in front of me. I have the statues, Kryptonite, you know, all the stuff. No,
yes.
Yeah. But for me now, I'm how to say, I'm reaching the dream to have all of this stuff of Superman that I haven't when I was a child, you know?
I think that's the fun part of it. Now that we've grown up, we've got a bit more responsible with money, so we know that, this is towards food this month, but the rest can go towards comics and toys. You've got to have that balance there, Paco. And that's, I think, as you're quite right, as a kid, we couldn't have all the toys. And as you said, in here, we didn't get all the comic shops. But now we can go back online and find bargains and treasures. And we can go to secondhand shops and get those toys that we didn't have as a kid. Classic toys. Like I would have loved to have a toy like the Mego toys. And just, but now we can grab that on eBay, or we can go to a Comic-Con and treat ourselves. What was one of your favorite Superman toys as a child, Paco?
Anyone, so everything. Every toy, because we didn't have Superman toys. For example, you know Knight Rider, the car?
Yes, Kit.
In Spanish, it got so famous in this.
Really?
But it was so much difficult to find a little toy of the car, you know?
Mm.
Of Kit.
Yes.
It was with Superman, it was the same. So for that, you in the United States, you have comic book shops, promotions at Coca-Cola, something like this, no? Pepsi, you have Superman in every product sometimes, I don't know, but not here. Here it was so weird to find something like this. For that, we appreciate that the things that we collected as a kid. And for example, my first Superman t-shirt, I bought my first Superman t-shirts at 28 years, when I was 28 years old. Now we have the opportunity, we have more, but it was so difficult to find anything like this, for example, for me here.
That's the thing.
And in my city, because my city is so small, and in Barcelona it was a little bit easy, but not the same.
But now then the internet came about and we were able to sort of get things sent to us from all over the world, open up a whole new world for us.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, with internet, I am in contact with a lot of people around the world with blogs, you know, blogs, blogger, different communities on the internet to talking about superheroes and DC, everything like that. No, for us, the internet, for example, as you said at the beginning of the podcast, for me now is amazing to talking with a fan of Superman and in the other part of the world, in another country. For me, it's so amazing, no? That
it is wonderful how that can bring us together. That's how I started with Instagram. I use my Instagram as a way of documenting my collection. So I would take photographs and put that in my library in the hopes that I wouldn't buy the same thing again. But I normally did. I've got lots of duplicates around my house of doubles. But going online, I found more people around the world who enjoyed Superman, who enjoyed collecting. What was it like for you to sort of find that aspect of blogging and journalism and putting that out there in the world? How did that all start for you, Paco?
For me, it was amazing because I met a lot of people that today are my friends. My friends, real. When I travel to other city, we are going to dinner, we are going to comic conventions, and we met in comic conventions. And sometimes I'm writing comics too, so we are collaborating to making comics yes. together. The blogger thing, the internet thing, has been a very, very positive thing for us. You know, the social media has his two sides, as Harvey Dent
yes.
coin. But for me, for the things of superheroes, comics, TV series and movies are the best part. To meet people in other cities, talk with them in social media, in real. When I went to that cities for comic conventions, for example,
and that's it. As I think you have that other the other side. Like I have the Geek of Steel. You have that alias, that Superman and Clark Kent. But sometimes we're in situations where those two personas take over, and it's just lots of fun to embrace that passion. Because as you have done with your career, you've opened doors for yourself, and you've shown to people that, look, if you embrace your passions, this can happen. You can go off and have real life adventures whilst talking and doing the things that we love, whether it be Superman or pop culture or TVs or anime. You have so much passion for so many different fandoms. It's wonderful to see how quickly you can create a post or create a video when new news comes out. What's that journey been like for you to become Paco Hernandez of the internet, to share this news with the world?
Well, I have, the best part is the feedback. You have two parts. The first one is the feedback. The other part is meeting people like you. People like you are sharing the same hobbies, the same passion. And receiving messages from people. For example, last week I received a different message for people saying, I'm buying the, because in Spain the publisher that published Superman has changed from April, is a different one.
Okay.
And we have another, is a very good publisher. So I recommend, because Superman All In, I'm loving it, the comics, they are so great with Doomsday, that Doomsday of Hell and something like that. And I recommend, and people is sending me the feedback that thank you to let me know that Superman is a good option to read comics. Because people is always, I know you will understand this, people is always recommending All-Star, you know, All-Star, Secret Identity, and something like this, but there are 85 years of Superman. For example, people doesn't know about a Superman Exile, of that part after Man of Steel. Wait. Is a good one. Yes.
Yes, sir.
And is pretty good. When I recommend, people is freaking it out with these comics.
Yes, sir.
Because they know always that it's very good. Of course, the Superman Man of Steel. But after that, you have Superman Exile. And you have at the first of the century, at DC, there are good comics of Superman. You have good stories. Superman, Alien, Resident Alien, I think is in English.
Yes, Superman versus Alien, Superman versus Predator.
Have one of the most hilarious stories of Superman when Clark got drunk in Bruce Wayne's, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
I try to recommend, I receiving a good feedback that they are reading good Superman stories. Yes.
Yeah,
and reading with kids. They are starting reading comics with kids. And they are publishing, DC exactly is publishing comic for childs. Wonder Woman, Flash, Superman, Batman, no? And it's a good opportunity to the kids start reading comics with these examples. I think is a good thing.
And that's, as you said, I mean, it's quite easy to, when someone says, what Superman stories should I be reading? Yes, you go to the All-Star Superman and you go to the Birthright and you can go to Superman for All Seasons. As you said, we've almost got a century's worth of stories. Some of them are there, you know, that they're there to pick from. There's some fantastic stories that he's been over the years. Some that are dark, some that are fun, some that are silly. And I love those moments when people ask for suggestions of what to read. I mean, I know there's pressure there to be able to know what story they might like. But as you said, when you get that feedback that, oh yeah, this is a really good Superman story. I didn't know Superman could be written like that. That's a good pat on the back when we get those moments, Paco. You're doing fantastic work, sir.
Thank you.
So you've mentioned Exile, which is a fantastic, fantastic story. Yeah. What are some of your favorite Superman stories, Paco?
I have, for me, Man of Steel was very important. I love Silver Age. I love it, that stories. But for me, it was a change, you know, more realistic, but I don't know how to explain. It's not the part of the realistic thing. It's the thing that I can believe that this person could exist, you know, I can believe a man could fly. No, this Superman is not as Clark Kent in one side and Superman on the other side. The both personalities are the same. The journalist is he stole the Superman, you know, the news to Lois Lane at the first. No, this part and all the exile thing, I love it. When Superman loses his powers after, I don't know, is Final Crisis. This now is Superman Year One without powers, and he is still doing good things. They ask him to be a Green Lantern. And he doesn't want to be a Green Lantern, no? He wants to be a journalist and help people like a human.
Yes.
Yes, so there's a lot of stories like this. I love it. For example, I know people doesn't like too much, but I love Superman for Tomorrow with Jim Lee.
Yes.
I love that story. I think it's a little dramatic, but I love it.
There are so many stories out there. There are some stories that some people like and that some people really don't like. There was quite a lot of controversy behind Superman Grounded. Now, I love that. I love the element of Superman wanting to walk across America and meet civilians of the world and find out what was going on in communities and in the real world. But I'm always happy to read more Superman. I'm always happy to get new ways of his story to be told. So I will. I'd like to give good reviews of most comics. I can't be too negative sometimes about some of the stories that aren't amazing, but I'm just happy that, as you said, we've got so many decades of comics to read. It's impossible to read them all. I'm trying my hardest to read every single one, but there are so many different types of Superman stories out there that there really is something for everyone.
The point is, people are always recommending graphic novels, you know, but the point is to recommend comics in continuity, that you have good stories over there. No, I think the point is that you have always the graphic novels, and I think the graphic novel is the easy one because authors have some liberty that people in continuity series doesn't have. I think there is the point is there.
It was always, especially for me here in the UK, sort of you couldn't find a comic shop that sold comics. And if you did, they weren't going to be the same issues or the same storyline. So if you saw a comic, you had to grab it and then almost try and collect the whole set from going around to seeing your friends or swapping them online, trying to get the complete run, as it were. Whereas now we can go to comic shops and get our pull list each week and get stories from every single part of the world, which is absolutely fantastic. Other than collecting Superman comics and Superman statues, what other items do you love to collect, Paco?
Comics or statues?
Comics and statues. What are your is in your collection?
I would like to collect everything because I can, no? I have to eat, so I can't collect everything.
I have to eat, so I can't collect.
No, really? Now, that's true. I am having a big problem with all the new Superman merchandising because I'm overwhelmed with that. I just bought the, you know, the Daily Planet with your name. I just bought last week. I have
the
yes, I got it, the Phantom Zone, you know, projector last week. A lot of Funkos.
Yes.
So I'm trying. No, I have a list of things that I have to buy next month with when I have my new salary. I can afford right now all the pretty, and it's like the posters. Every day you have a new one. It's overwhelming for me to.
It's fun, as you said, and it is exciting. But as you said, it is so overwhelming to have all this merchandise for years. I mean, when Superman Returns came out and when Man of Steel came out, yes, we did get lots of toys and lots of books and T-shirts. But with this film, there is so much.
There's, and so good. And so
and it's, that's and the looks thing. So I rare. Can't choose. I went to my I went to a local toy shop yesterday and found action figures in the wild for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to pick one today, but I don't know which one. I felt like a child again, having to choose which toy to take home. But we've got stationery, we've got T-shirts, we've got toys and books. And now that the DC shop in America ships to the UK and Europe, that's very dangerous.
Because
yes. They've got some fantastic T-shirts. But we're a month away now. And I thought the marketing would have started now, but it's been going now for a few weeks, and it's so, it's exciting, but as you said, it's quite overwhelming. When you watched that first teaser trailer, quite a few months now, how did you feel after seeing that trailer, Packer?
I was so afraid, you understand me, I was so afraid because it's Superman. And the point with James Gunn is that in his movies, I love one thing for over the rest, and it's that his films are touching. You know, in Guardians of the Galaxy, at the end, you have this part when they took off these hands, the death of Yondu, and the last one with Rocket Raccoon. And when they say that James Gunn would write the movie, not direct, write, I think it was a good thing because I want that Superman touch people here. You know, I think it's the point. You know, we have Superman. He can fly. He's the strongest one. He can have his head vision. You know, this is so cool. But he's not Homelander. He's Superman. And I think the point is to show people that how Superman can inspire. So when I watched the trailer, I cried a lot. Yes, because I said, this is what I want, no? With the music, with that music, you know, inspiring music. Not for John Williams then, you know, inspiring music. So, and the light, crypto. James Gunn is not afraid to take fantasy, science fiction, comics, and put in big screen, no? He's not afraid of that, and I love that. I love that we can have in cinemas, in big screen, something so fantastic, a comic book for everyone. Not for people that want Homelander, not people that want fantasy, want crypto, want a Green Lantern, you know? And my reaction was crying because of happiness. So that was my reaction with it.
And I'm sure that's the reactions that James Gunn wants to get out of people. He knows how to emotionally manipulate people by making them fall in love with cute characters and silly characters. And that is what superheroes have been over the years, and I think he's bringing that back. He wants Superman to be this character that we see fly across the sky, and we can see that red, blue, and the capes and the shorts. He wants us to be able to have fun with these heroes. And that trailer, and especially the second trailer that we got only a few weeks ago, I'm trying not to watch anymore because I want to be surprised now, but I think if a new trailer comes out, I'm going to be able to watch it. I'm not going to be able to stop myself. It's too much temptation because what I've seen so far has been fantastic.
Yes, I'm not watching more than one trailer. It's my rule. Because with Superman Returns, I watch everything before the film. So when I come to cinema to see the movie, I thought that movie I have already watched that movie.
Of course, yes.
And now I'm doing the biggest effort that I'm not watching more than spots, commercial spots.
Really?
But the spots with Lois and Clark, you know, doing anything. The thing, I don't know, is with a car.
Yes.
You know, a spot with a car, something. I watch that, but I don't watch trailers, posters, or pictures. No, I'm trying. I avoid all of them.
I can't. I'm not as strong as you, Paco. I think over the last week, I think DC Comics and James Gunn, they've shared something each day new about the film.
Yes.
A lot of people were upset that there wasn't much marketing, but now there's something every single day, whether it be a Superman logo on the Empire State Building or the Eiffel Tower. That was beautifully done. And to see that they had that on London Bridge as well. I know that there are some people out in the world that gatekeep their heroes and saying, well, I like Superman before you did, or I like Batman before he was cool. I'm just happy that people are going out and wanting to buy Superman lunchboxes and Superman t-shirts, because I've got more people to talk with about my favorite hero.
Yes.
It's a fantastic time. We talked a bit about merchandise. What has been a piece of merchandise that you would like to have that you've not seen yet?
I would like to have my things about Superman the movie, you know. I have, I bought time ago some replicas of the Krypton crystal.
Ooh, wow.
You know, this one is this. This is, I don't know how to say in English, I pay someone to do this.
Custom, a custom piece.
Yes, a custom, yes. Paco, with the crystals
and the green one. That's gorgeous.
Yes, and you have these lights here. You know. Yes, I bought. So everything about Superman the movie for me, and James Gunn is doing something on that because we have recently the Funkos of Superman the movie. I bought every Funko. So some things like that. I love replicas.
Yes.
More than statues, I love replicas. So, for example, now I bought the Fortress of Solitude, you know, all the panels
really?
That we have with, I don't know the people that are selling that kind of merchandise, but you can buy now the Fortress of Solitude, the computer, the things.
Really?
Is in DC shop. You can buy it now if you want.
I mean, I've got a small one. I've got a small one, which has very...
For example, something like that, yes.
But bigger. I can have my own desk.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'd love my own Krypton desk. Just to set my own, because this is my Fortress of Solitude. To have,
yes.
I'd have it really cold all the time. I would whack up the air conditioning and make it very authentic. There'd be dry ice all over the place, Patrick, making it look authentic.
They made this costume for me, you know. The Fortress.
Wow.
It's printed with 3D. You can do it if you have one of these ones. And there is a light here. You can put the light, the blue light, you know, as the Fortress. These are the small details that I love with the...
That's it. And that's grown-up money. That's not pocket money. This is we can buy these things now. And that's something that I love about James Gunn film is that we have seen glimpses of this Fortress of Solitude now.
Yeah.
And we're getting things from the comics that look... like they've jumped straight off a comic page. We've got giant kaijus. We've got big monsters. We've got a Lex Luthor that just sounds so deliciously evil. We are doing very, very well as fans right now. So I feel anyway, when I buy merchandise for this film, this is my excuse that I'm saying to my girlfriend, is that I'm securing the future of Superman's existence by making sure that my home team has the right funds to continue producing films for years to come.
Yes.
Because I'm so hopeful for the future of Superman right now. For new fans to come out and old fans to come back to the franchise. What are you hoping that fans get out of this movie, Paco?
Maybe the fantasy, no? You know, this not to try that Superman be a war machine, you know, is a super soldier or something like that. That Superman talks, Superman, I don't know how to say in English, the point of the movie, as James Gunn said, is that let know the people that there is so difficult today to be good, and people are laughing of you if you are doing good things. No, I think the point that people like, you know, the bad guy. So I want to change that. No, I want to. We have Wolverine, we have Homelander, we have a lot of superheroes that do that things, but we only have one Superman. No?
Wonderful.
This is for me is the most important. No, to make the people that they can enjoy the movie, and maybe with time, they will figure out what that means, what his attitude means, you know, what he's doing the right thing it means, no, for the future, for the things you do every day. And now we need that.
We do.
We need that. We are watching a lot of very crazy things, for example, in the United States and in other parts of the world. So we need that behavior and the people feeling good doing this.
And
I don't know if I'm explained, but...
You are really making sense. They released an advert last week in America where it said it was just people doing heroic things, but in an everyday way. We don't have to have superpowers to be a good person. We can get up off the bus. We could help somebody with their shopping. We could help somebody with anything. And if that's the message that James Gunn is putting into this film, then I'm already going to love this film because that is what Superman is all about. It's making the right choice. Yes, he has all these powers and this strength and this wisdom, yet he decides to stay on Earth to be a symbol for good, to help other people. If that's corny, then I don't want to be cool or edgy.
Yes.
I want to be corny. I want to be Clark Kent and Superman at the same time.
Yes. Have you seen the spot with that little girl with her cape?
Yes.
Helping that elder man crossing the street, for example. I love that spot. I think it's great.
I mean, TV adverts They're not supposed to make us get emotional. But that one did, and it was done so well. And then, as well as that, they released another TV spot for Father's Day. So James Gunn really knows how to just tug on those heartstrings and just twist in the knife sometimes as well, which is why I'm excited, but as you said, also a little bit anxious about what we're going to see in this film. So I'm going to try my best and follow your lead and not watch any more trailers. Now, I'm not promising anything because I'm not as strong as you, Paco, but it's going to be an exciting summer. Have you got your tickets already?
Not yet, because I can't here, but I think I will be... in the premiere, at the premiere, I will be that day. No, here in Spain. No,
that's still Spain, very exciting.
I don't have the tickets, but I hope to see the movie maybe 2 days before the premiere. I'm trying, but it is something that in Spain we are always doing. With Fantastic Four is the same. With almost every movie, like superhero movies, we have the chance to see the movie 2 days before. For example, always on Thursday. Yes.
Keep that day free. Make sure that you're not doing anything on that day. Because they're doing that Superman tour around the world as well. So a lot is happening with that, which is very exciting. I'm not too sure what is going on there, but that's just goes to show the sort of the marketing that is behind this film. They're doing so much. And
yeah.
The fact that so many cinemas in America, they've already sold their preview weekend tickets.
Yeah,
they're selling out around the world. And the popcorn buckets have never been big here in the UK, but I'm thinking I need to start collecting them now because they're fantastic. There are some over here that America isn't getting, so I'm having to sort of, right, well, I will send you this one if you send me that one, and we're swapping popcorn boxes around the world.
The thing is, here it's difficult to find one. So
okay, I will put you on my list.
Every day I watch a new popcorn bucket. How many are there? 20 different?
There's a lot of sort of popcorn buckets.
Every one of them, they are, you know, the one with the Daily Planet, with the newspaper.
Yes.
You have with crypto. Oh, my God.
I've seen two crypto ones that I want. There's one of, there's a newspaper machine. Now, the one that we've got here in the UK that View is selling, it's like a popcorn machine, but Superman's using...
This one. Yeah, yes. With Superman punching, yes.
And using his heat vision to warm up the popcorn. I was like, that's the one. If I need it, that's the one I'm going to have to get. I've got my tickets for opening day here in the UK.
Okay.
I've booked the day off work. So on opening day, I'm going at 10:15.
Okay.
Then I've got another screening at 1:15. So I've got about enough time to get out and eat some food and go back in. And then I'm going to come out from that screening, record a podcast, and then go back in again at 7:30. So I've got freaking...
Okay.
That's going to be an emotional day, and my eyes will be very tired. I'll have eye drops to make sure that I'm not being too tired. But
yes,
I need to support this film because I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. The thing here is that that day, when we go to see that movies, we are in the same cinema with a lot of social media creators like me. So they are Superman fans too, superhero fans too. So when the movie finished, we can talk. We are going to eat and talk about the movie for hours, and this is the experience. It's a good thing to change point of view. Have you seen this? No, I love that part. I love the music, you know, and I love that. I love the part after the movie with all the people.
We had a bit that we've had sort of myself and some other DC UK bloggers. We've been lucky enough to go to some screenings. Nothing's happened about Superman yet, but I'm keeping all my fingers crossed, Paco.
Okay.
But as you said, when you come out of the film, you talk about it and you say, "Oh, did you see this part? Or did you notice that Easter egg?" It becomes a community event, and that's what I love. How now friends and families are going to go to this cinema and have an experience watching Superman together. It's a fantastic and very, very fun time.
Wow. If you want, I can send you a video after the movie with one phrase. Do you want? Imagine, hey, look, please. I think this about that movie, and you can put all that videos
on
your channel
that.
From people around the world.
Around the world. I would love that. It's my goal that of that week Now, it's a bit of a difficult thing to plan. I'm wanting to post a podcast, if not every day, every other day, talking wow. with people around the world, talking with wow. people in America, talking with people in Spain and Europe. So if you find time, once we've both seen the film,
sure,
we can jump on to talk, because I know we'll have a lot to say about this film.
Yes. But
I'm just so happy that great people like you around the world are getting excited for this film and helping promote it. I know you're going to be doing a lot of stuff over the upcoming weeks to help promote movies and pop culture in Spain and around the world, because you've got a fantastic following. What is it that you enjoy so much about being Paco and being Paco online?
I know meeting people is one thing. Some followers has become friends right now, and meeting people like you, people in other countries. When I go, for example, to an event in another country, I meet people, creators from other countries that not always do the same, but we create like a community, and there are so nice people over there, a lot of nice people, so friendly, warmly people. And the other part is that I can do that I couldn't do when I was a child, is share this passion with all the people that want to listen to me. It's only my opinion. It's not a dogma.
Yes.
I said. But the thing is to share. And that feedback that I receive with people. Maybe I don't like, but I respect all the opinions, if they are, you know, educated with this, no? But this is, for me, is the most important thing.
Learning, and that's a fantastic way to put it, is that fact that everybody's got an opinion on something. Some people like to share that a lot. Some people like to keep their opinions to themselves. But mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed hearing what Superman means to other people around the world, or mm-hmm. or why this TV episode was good or why it was bad. As you said, if it's as you quite rightly put it, if it's an educated opinion and it's coming from a place of honesty, I like this but didn't like that, I'm going to happily speak with you for hours on
sure.
about
yes.
subjects. When that negativity comes out of nowhere and there's no hating something just for the sake of hating something, I've seen a lot of that over the years. And with James Gunn's film, I'm still seeing some of it online, but the positivity seems to be drowning out the negativity, which I absolutely love, because these are heroes and stories for us to escape with and to have fun with. If you're not having fun with something, then don't watch it. Stay away and let other people enjoy the things that they love. So that's what you're doing with your work. You are embracing that passion, but also showing people around the world what it means to be a fan of something. Now, over the years, you've been to some fantastic events and you've been involved with some really exciting projects. What have been some of your favorite experiences, Paco?
Maybe I think the going to the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Because it was my first time last year. I always wanted to go there all my whole life. So we went to work with Prime Video, but the work, it was easy and it was a few hours. The people of Prime Video were so friendly, so nice. And we had a lot of time to enjoy the free San Diego
wow.
Comic-Con.
Wonderful.
The events, yes, panels. So for me, what was 5 days in heaven, you know, meeting authors. I met Mark Wolfman.
Wow.
I met actors too, I don't remember, you know, the name Sam in The Lord of the Rings, the Woonie.
Yes.
Woonie one, I don't know.
I know, yes, he was also Sean Austin.
Sean Austin.
Yes,
I met Sean Austin. I don't know.
You had a fantastic time. I saw what you were getting
yes.
up to, and
yes.
I was there.
I went to Eisner, the Eisners, you know, the Eisners
wow.
at San Diego Comic Con.
Yes.
I was invited there, and I have had friends nominated, and they won the Eisner. So it was a wonderful night for me to see that people winning, meeting Tom King, for example. I met Tom King there. You know, it was.
And that
there.
I went there with from Paul here in the UK from DC World. Mm-hmm. We went out there, and it was it was 6 days in all. It was a really just a whirlwind of a week, and we didn't sleep. We managed to find some time to just eat and drink, but it was such an amazing experience to be a part of it and to tick that off my bucket list. I would love to go back one time.
Yeah.
But being there last year and seeing the just the absolute love for DC Comics and Superman that was there. That DC booth and that DC shop last year was so busy. With the new t-shirt. All I wanted to get was a t-shirt. And then I ended up queuing up. I got to the front of the desk and I was like, what have you got left? And there was a fair bit left. I was like, right, I want one of everything. Whatever you've got that's got Superman on it, I'm taking it home. I had the pins, the hats, the t-shirts.
They changed the t-shirts from one day to another with the new DC Studios logo. An hour ago, I bought two caps with the...
The new logo.
DC, no...
The old logo.
The old logo, and they changed in 1 hour, so...
And go buy another one. That was when they announced that the DC Bullet logo that was coming back, that fantastic logo. That was almost symbolic to how the future of Superman and DC Comics was going to be. And we had that little animated intro of Superman from 19th. It was such a great time to be a part at that event and to see it all happen. But to see so many people wanting to buy Superman and DC Comics merchandise, I was like, well, this is fun. This is new. Yeah. What's going to be happening next year at San Diego? So that's happening, well, in a few months. So that's going to be interesting to see. But right now, the future of Superman is very exciting.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I would like the movie. I like the movie.
Of course.
But if I don't like or something like this, the movie, I don't think about this possibility.
Mm.
I want it works. Not only for the DC Studios, for the character, you know. It's the only thing I want, that it works for the character. I hope so.
I feel the same way, because, I mean, I've read the history of Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster many times. This my comic, my whenever I travel around the world, if I go with the comic, this is what comes with me. So it's a replica, don't worry, but it's my replica.
Oh, you have all the signatures. Oh,
I've been trying to get as many people that have worked on Superman to sign it for me to say thank you for continuing the story of Superman, because you're making him available for future fans and to be a part of that history. So I'm hoping that one day I might be able to get James Gunn's signature on there somewhere.
Sure.
But at San Diego last year, I was pretty much last in the queue for Jim Lee. And I managed to get Jim Lee to sign it. So this is what I'm getting buried with this. This is coming with me to the grave. But it's, as you said, I want this film to do well so that Superman continues to have his story to be told for future generations. Because we've both seen Superman actors come and go. And I hope in 15 years' time, we're back talking again about
the next Superman. Yes.
It's a continuous circle. And that's what I love about fandoms and superheroes. But it always, for me, it always comes back to Superman, because he was the first superhero. It was the first major Superman TV film. Smallville was the first major superhero TV series. So it's all there, but right now I'm always smiling because of Superman, and I love that there are fantastic people like you around the world doing the same thing. It's wonderful. Yes. We're lighting the beacons, as it were, Paco, and I love that. Thank you for your time, sir. I've already taken up so much of your time. It's been fantastic. And I'm looking forward for us to coming back on later to talk about the movie and what we liked and maybe what we didn't like. But before we wrap up, I am going to ask you my favourite question that I love, people.
Okay.
And you know what's coming, I'm sure. But Paco, what does Superman mean to you?
What Superman means to me, it means that it's more than a comic book. I know it's the only character that for me is more than a comic book. And Superman for me is the possibility, the hope to change the world. I think is the point, no? That we can do it. And the thing is, I'm really surprised that this character is doing this from comic books, because he's inspiring us. People like you and me, people from Indonesia. And that's amazing, no? That he's doing this from comic book pages, no? So for me, Superman is trying to change the world. And maybe one day, no, as he said, maybe we arrive to a point that we will not need Superman. This is the point, no? arrive at that moment.
It would be a very sad day, but I love that point, is that the fact that we are doing so much good as society, as you know, that we don't need Superman to save the day or to inspire us. We would be inspiring each other because of Superman. Fantastically put, Paco. Fantastically put.
Thank you.
To say, to sort of, to have the for us to not need Superman is a wonderful way to put it. But the fact that Superman has been such an impact on the world that we don't need him anymore because we are doing the good that Superman does. Wow. Yes. I don't have favorite change. Answers, Paco, but there are. That's yes. a, that, that was
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Answer.
Thank you. I think they DC changed, you know, the mojo of Superman, no, with this the mood. With this, yes. For a Better Tomorrow, I think it's the best choice that they could do it, no? For a Better Tomorrow, I think is the point.
And it's Superman for everyone, as he is meant to be.
Yeah.
As he is meant to be. Paco, thank you for spending some time with me. This is a perfect thank way you. For me to spend my free time. This is why I love speaking with people around the world. Where can people find you online, sir?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram, you know, YouTube. I have a channel, but it's in Spanish, is De Todo Un Paco. It's a joke of words here. It's some things of Paco, but because in Spanish, a few, a little, is poco. Poco,
Poco
and Paco,
yes.
You know,
Poco,
yes.
Yes. Pico, yes. Yes. See, that's what I wanted to get into. You reminded me now that I had some notes because I wanted you to teach me some Spanish. Now,
okay,
I've been learning Spanish. I've been using Duolingo and I've been using books. Now, if I just get my notes up on my screen here. Now, the classic, of course, is look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. How yes. do we recreate that?
In Spanish, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's es un pájaro, es un avión. Es un bird is a es pájaro, plane is avión, and look up at the sky is...
Mira al cielo. So yeah, so look
mira
up.
Mira al cielo. Sky is cielo.
Okay. So but the catchphrase for the new Superman film is just look up. So how do I say just look up in Spanish?
Es, mira al cielo.
Mira el
cielo.
Cielo.
In Warner Bros. Spain, this is the words. Mira al cielo. Sí.
I like it. I like it, Paco. That's
yeah,
the
okay.
good stuff there for you.
Okay.
I like that there. So when you, I'm going to ask more questions now because I want to know more about it. Will you be seeing the film in English or will you be seeing it in Spanish?
I don't know. I think when you are going to an event like this, sometimes you see the movie with subtitles.
Yes.
Is I think, it, but sometimes not. I don't know until I went to the cinema. I always prefer at the beginning to see in Spanish, because I don't have... In other cities, they have this option. I don't have in my city to see movies in with original voices. It's difficult for me. I have to go to another city
okay,
to do
that's,
this.
That's dedication, and I love that, Paco.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I've been doing over the years, is that I love films with subtitles. It helps me focus more on the dialogue. And I've been watching some of my favourite films and TV shows in Spanish, so I can sort of, I can pick up the words. I can hear how a word sounds, because it's obviously different sometimes to how I read it in a book. So I'm looking forward to, again, speaking with more people from around the world to see how they enjoy Superman and how they say, look up in different languages as well. So we can all look up all around the world together. And I'll try and get a video, sort of a montage of everybody from different countries saying, look up, so we can get it from
one.
Different
okay.
perspectives. I love that. And I shall be coming to you for that video of you saying that as well, Paco. So,
okay.
Sir, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for everything that you continue to do, not just for Superman, but for pop culture and
thank
fandoms
you.
Around the world. Because I know that, including me, with your posts, you are making so many people so very, very happy. So thank you, Paco.
You.
All right, we'll
no,
speak
no,
soon.
Thank you, and thank you for your work, because you know that I follow you a time ago, and I love that you do, because the thing is, you know, a lot of people that talk in social media about superheroes now talk about Superman, tomorrow talk about Fantastic Four, Thunderbolts, but we need people like you that you are always with the character, no, with Superman. I think it's very important that work, because we always have some thing, some new thing to learn about the character, no? And I appreciated that a lot, no? To have these accounts with Superman always there, or Batman in another, you know. And I love that, because it's the thing that I love your channel and the work you do.
Thank you, sir. I mean, that means a lot. That will inspire me to buy even more merchandise, Paco. So thank you very much. I appreciate you for that, Paco. But that's beautifully put. I can't wait for us to speak more in the future. This is going to be a fun relationship budding. Enjoy the upcoming weeks. Enjoy the film. I can't wait to speak with you more soon, sir. But take care and thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.